Hello and welcome to this edition of DEcast. My name's Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation. And this screencast is a part of a few screencasts where I'm illustrating how to implement some of the various modeling scenarios available to you in the Entity Framework. Specifically in this screencast, we're going to be talking about implementing a table per type in inheritance hierarchy. And so before I jump into table per type, let's take a look at the data model that we're going to be essentially implementing and talk about the motivation behind this data model. So what you'll see here, first of all, these tables all have a TPT kind of extension at the end of them. I've got one large database here, which I use to illustrate many of the modeling capabilities of the Entity Framework. And so because I have multiple people tables or person tables in there, I've got to do something to differentiate them. So you can ignore the TPT. It just stands for table per type. But you can ignore those and just think of this as a person table and a student table. Well, you can see this model. I've got the root of this is a person table where I've got some person-centric information like their first and last name. Then I've got some other tables that have a one-to-one relationship with the person table that store some information specific to certain types of people, such as some student-centric information like their degree or their credits, and some admin or instructor or business student-centric information. The reason why you would build a model like this is it centers around nullability and the want to use nullability to protect your business rules or your data-centric rules, so that if you had a business rule such that for every student they had to have a degree, we can essentially set this degree column as not accepting nulls. Now, if I had chosen to use a differing model, perhaps where I had instructors and students and admins all in one table, I couldn't do something like set this degree column as not accepting nulls, because I may have some admins in there who don't have degrees, but that's perfectly viable for an admin. So a model like this wouldn't protect your information very well, where a model like this actually would. So given the fact that we have a model like this, we may want to implement something called table per type inheritance. And what that really means is that we essentially build out an entity for every one of these tables. So we build out a person entity and a student entity and an admin and an instructor and a business student, and we create an inheritance hierarchy from that. So the person entity is going to be my base entity, and my student entity is going to inherit from that. And so each of these tables stores all of the properties for each of those entities. Let's go ahead and see how we can do that. So I'm going to move over to my friend Visual Studio, and let's just go ahead and start by adding in a new ADO.NET entity data model. And I'm going to call this school. And we'll click Add, and I'm going to generate it from the database. I'm going to choose my school data database. If you're interested in downloading this database, you can go out to my blog, which is robbagby.com, and you can download that school data database so you can play with this yourself. I'm going to go ahead and make this a little bit bigger, and let's just grab those tables we talked about, our student TPT, our person TPT, our business student TPT, our instructor TPT, and our admin TPT. And I'm going to click Finish. And so the designer is just going to go out and build an entity for each of those tables that we chose. So let's go ahead and organize this a little bit better. And I'm just going to choose my admin down here, and we'll move my instructor there, move my student right up here, and my business student right here. You'll also see that the designer did something else. Besides building out an entity for each of those tables we wanted to map, it also built out this relationship between these objects, so I can navigate from my person to my instructor or my person to my student. First thing we need to do is to change the names of our entities and entity sets. So I'm going to change my person TPT to person, and let's change our entity set name to people, and then let's go ahead and just change this to instructor. We don't have to worry about the entity sets on our derived types, and you'll see why in a minute. And let's go ahead and change business student as well. And pretty much good to go. Next thing we need to do is get rid of these relationships or these associations, because we're going to go ahead and create an inheritance hierarchy. So let's see how that works. In order to create this inheritance hierarchy, it's quite simple. I'm going to right-click on my base type, I'm going to choose Add Inheritance, and I'm going to choose a derived type. In this case, we'll do an admin. We'll go ahead and add inheritance from person to student and instructor. And then I will go ahead and set up an inheritance hierarchy or a relationship between my student and my business student. So we're close to all the way there. However, we still got a couple things we need to do. When we chose those tables in the designer and these entities were created for us, each of the entities had a person ID property created on each specific entity. We need to get rid of these local properties onto these types. We are actually inheriting from our base type, and we're going to inherit the person ID from our base type. And so I just need to get rid of these because we're already inheriting them, and the entity framework won't allow you to have duplicate properties. So we didn't need to have that local person ID property because we're inheriting it from our base type, but we do need to map it in or map from our person ID and our instructor from that column in our backend table. We need to map that to our inherited person ID property. And I need to do that for each of these types. So this person ID is the person ID on the backend table, and I'm mapping it to that inherited property. So I'm going to do the same thing for each of my derived types. And don't want to forget my business student. And with that, we're done. We've actually created our inheritance hierarchy, and we can go ahead and write some code to consume this thing. So let's do that. Let's go over to our static void main, and let's just write a little query. So let's go ahead and say, let's bring in a using statement, school data entities. Let's just write a very simple query, And now I can iterate over the results. Let's just write out to the console, maybe their last name and comma first name. And let's just do p.lastname and p.firstname. And let's just put in a console.readline. And we can run this up. You can see it all worked out. One thing you might notice here is, for convenience sake in these demos, my test data, their first name actually coincides with what type they are. With the exception of my students, a couple of these are actually business students. But I did that just to kind of illustrate the demos, because when we just pull back people, I thought it'd be nice for you to be able to see what type of people they were. Now, let's go ahead. That was just a very simple link to entities query. Now I can show you a couple different ways we can take advantage of the inheritance hierarchy we've created. Suppose we just wanted to pull back just students and maybe write out some student-specific information to the screen. I could just choose to return only people of type student. And then I can go ahead and maybe say, all right, let's go ahead and push out their degree, which is student specific information. And so we can just go down here, and we need to type that as a student, or I can use a type inference, which I'm going to do. I'll just say var p and people, and if you mouse over it, you can see that is a student. Now I can just say p.degree, and we can run this up again. And you can see I just returned those types that were of type student, and you can see I've also been able to write out some specific information, or information that's specific just to students. We could have alternatively chosen to do business student, and just change this to of type business student, and here I could also maybe write out their discipline, which is specific to just business students. And if you want to kind of see what that looks like, that's it right there. And we can now do a p.discipline. And let's run that up. and it's going to work just the same as it did before. Now we're just returning the two types that were of type business student. Now suppose you wanted to just return all types. So I didn't want to choose a specific type to return, but if somebody was of type maybe business student or student, I wanted to just write out some maybe an additional line or do some additional processing. We can do that. We can go ahead and do something like this. If P is a student, now I can just say console.WriteLine maybe, and let's just write out their degree. And I'm going to need to go ahead and cast that to a type student. So let's do student. Let's go ahead and do that. Student P dot degree. And we can also do the same thing for maybe a business student. We can see is P is of type business student. Let's add a couple more spaces in here. And let's change this to business student. And let's write out their discipline. And if we run this up, see that works out just like we had hoped as well. For the one type that was just a student, we just wrote out their degree. For the two types that were business students, we wrote out their degree and their discipline. And for the other types, we processed them normally. So you can see that that we can take advantage of this hierarchy in a variety of ways. And it's relatively simple to implement table per type hierarchies using the entity framework. In future screencasts, I'm going to illustrate how to implement a different type of inheritance, or the same type of inheritance, but instead of table per type, we'll do table per hierarchy. And so we'll illustrate how we can use a singular table and a discriminator column to implement inheritance. And I'll also show you how you can do things like entity splitting. I hope this has been helpful to you. And look forward to seeing you at other screencasts.